Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Or happy hump day, as the Americans say. They don't. Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein.
Oi, Goldstein, wasn't hump day on Monday?
Nope, it's always on a Wednesday. Anyway, we begin with Manchester City beating Sporting in the Champions League. The match was, of course, live on TalkSport, and here's the fallout.
There is a reason why they are favourites for the title at home and looking menacing on the continent as well. Manchester City are legit contenders for the Champions League, and they've proved it by winning 5-0 in Lisbon.
Clinical and workmanlike, I would put that down to. You know, I wouldn't call it a masterclass, but it was very, very clinical. They've done their work tonight and taken all the heat out the second leg.
What a wonderful effort from Raheem Sterling, who's in a fantastic funk at the moment. 3 goals on Saturday. He scored the 5th for Manchester City tonight, and it's an absolute missile from the boot of Raheem Sterling.
I know, so the people say this year have to win the Champions League. Yeah, we tried last season as well, and 2 seasons ago, and every time we try to play, we try to do it. But so the important is after 6 seasons together, especially the last 5, still right now, after players won everything, still they fight each other, they run each other backwards. Everyone, look Raheem, look Bernardo, look everything. And that say, okay, what else?
Goal! Kylian Mbappe wins it for Paris Saint-Germain, right at the death. Magnificent work from Kylian Mbappe.
Real Madrid were awful. They were passive. Didn't create anything, no urgency, no desire, no work rate. I have to say that PSG were much the better side, dominated throughout the whole game, and Mbappe was a constant threat. Chance after chance they created, they finally, what we thought was going to be the breakthrough, when they got the penalty, but Messi missed it. But Mbappe kept going to the end. Neymar came on, he looked bright, he was sharp. They deserved that goal.
On now to Ralphie's Manchester United, who of course won at home to Brighton.
But overall, I think you have to see the relief on these Manchester United players' faces. They needed that win after 3 disappointing performances in a row. They've gone back into the Champions League positions. They're in 4th spot. They've won the game. It's Manchester United 2, Brighton Hove Albion 0.
It's big, but we still have quite a few games to play. Obviously, after the last 3 games, 3 draws, 2 of them at home, and in all 3 games being 1-0 up, this was a very important win. And even more so after the first half of today. Today, for a change, we had a better second half than the first half. And in the second half, it paid off that we were more aggressive, that we were trying to intercept and to attack them in higher positions. Yes, highly important win for us.
You know, a supply teacher at school, that's how they treat an interim manager. You know, the kids in the school, they mess about when the supply teacher comes in. Until the supply teacher puts their foot down, then they either sit up and listen or they all just carry on. And sure, they don't have any respect.
They were so poor in the first half. They had 3 shots at target, 1 on target, 41% possession in the first 45 minutes, Manchester United. They were all over the place. They got overrun in midfield.
Lewis Dunk was sent off for the visitors shortly after conceding the first goal.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear from Brighton boss Graham Potter on that sending off.
It was a yellow card live. Webster was round on the cover. It's not clear and obvious that he can't get there, so I don't understand the intervention. And then, like, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but I'd like to do some stats. As soon as the referee goes over to the monitor, it seems it's only going to go one way. So that's, that's how it is.
A red card was just very, very harsh, and I think they got it wrong. Mm. I just wish the referees would just back themselves. Yeah. Get sent over there by VAR and say, do you know what? I got it right. I'm gonna stick with the yellow. That wouldn't that be refreshing?
The referee should have left that as a yellow card, and we should have been playing 11v11. And if we were, I'm not too sure Man United would have gone through with all 3 points.
I've been to the game. I'm on my way home right now. I'm going to be honest. That was pathetic. In every department, that was so poor. We were second to everything. Brighton absolutely ran us ragged. Even when we went to 10 men down, I still felt like, yeah, we had a good chances. But don't look at them chances. That's just papered over the cracks. We were shocking.
Manchester United 1, Brighton 0. And it's Cristiano Ronaldo who's got himself on the score sheet. First goal in 7 games.
Sometimes you have players in your side who you allow to not work as hard. You have the guys in midfield who run around and work hard, and you know you have a hard-working team. You've got to have a player in your side who's going to win your games. That's what Ronaldo does. He stepped up in a big moment, scores a great goal.
I was walking out of the Stretford End this evening, you know, normally buzzing, and everyone's just saying, what's going on? During the game, I was chatting to my friend, and I just think we're 10 years behind the likes of Manchester City, Liverpool. It's quite depressing to admit that, but it is what it is.
On out to Spurs, and here's a word of warning from their former manager, Harry Redknapp. He said that the current boss, Antonio Conte, won't hang around if no progress is being made by the club.
As for Antonio Conte's side, it's now 3 league defeats in a row. They were truly shocking in the first half, especially defensively.
I do get the feeling with him, Darren, that he's not going to stick around. If he sees this, he's not going to go well. And I'm going to get dragged down a bit here and finish in 6th, 7th, 5th, whatever, outside that top four. It's not what he's been used to. He's been very, you know, he's obviously he deserves it, but he's also been fortunate that he's always managed top clubs with top players. You know, when you got a Chelsea, you've got a chance of winning things. And when you're at Milan, Juventus, he did great jobs there. But I don't think he will stick around if he doesn't see a little bit of progression there and a chance to be up there looking to win something. I think he'll get disillusioned very quickly.
Now, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has been speaking ahead of the clash with Inter Milan tonight in the Champions League, live on TalkSport. Klopp said he's glad they play the away leg first, but they cannot rely on Anfield too much.
It's good this way around, but it's not a decisive point. We don't want to rely too much on Anfield. It's fine when we need it. Anfield delivers and we can push us, but it would be better we don't have to rely too much on it.
Jurgen Klopp has hailed the professionalism of Sadio Mane and Mo Salah as they make an impact on Liverpool quickly after the Africa Cup of Nations exploits.
Both boys don't drink alcohol at all, so that's the major problem what you have if you celebrate a big thing. That kills the recovery or extends the recovery time. They were fit the day after the game. Both are a force of nature, if you will want. Hopefully it stays forever like this, but it's really like that, they recover extremely quickly. That's it, pretty much. Yes, for Mo, it was like only a few days for Saturday, and it was a week. Yes, some celebrations in between. Again, it's I'm not surprised about that.
Now, according to The Sun, police are investigating a fight which broke out at a pub in South Tyneside after Everton's Jordan Pickford was mocked. However, it's understood the English goalkeeper left immediately and wasn't involved in any violence. On Breakfast, the former Premier League striker Darren Benn recalled a fan trying to goad him in front of a camera phone.
So I'm at Fulham at the time, and I can't remember who we played, but anyway, I've got in the car park, I've got my kids in the car, in the back. Now, things didn't go well for me at Fulham, I've never hid that fact. And I'm driving out now, and you know you've got the little kids that wait by the car park at Fulham, little players' car park. Yeah. So I put the window down, I'm signing autographs. There's about 10 little kids there, and there's these 2 guys in the background, and they mumble something under their breath. And I think to myself, I don't know what he said. So anyway, they come to the window, and I thought they were going to come for a picture. And I can't remember what they said, but they basically said something quite derogatory through the window. So I said something back. They said something again. So as I'm dropping, my kids are in the car behind me now, and this is probably my own fault as well, but my friend's sitting in the car with me as well. So I turned to go right, and then they screamed psych out, and I can't remember what it was, but I stopped the car, and I got out. And the moment I got out of the car, first of all, I thought, why am I getting out of the car? My kids are in the car. Secondly, as soon as the guy was chirping off in my face, his mate quickly pulled the camera phone out, waiting for something to happen. Do you know what I mean? Not only did they pull the camera phone out as well, there was loads of little kids about as well. So I was thinking, well, why am I even getting out the car for? Because the moment I do anything, there's little kids there. What kind of role model is that? What example does that set? And also, if I do something, it's on camera. So I got back in the car and drove off. But if you ever hear stories of it, it's always like a Fulham fan pull it on me and I didn't do anything. Yeah. But the thing is, I was obviously there at that moment with my kids in the car and there's little kids about.
On out to boxing, and here's Amir Khan ahead of his long-awaited grudge match with Kell Brook on Saturday, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Khan told James Savundra, or Savvy, that Brook, or Brookie, won't do anything in this fight, or fighty.
I honestly believe and think, and probably know, that Kel can't take a punch. People saying to me, Amir doesn't take the best shot. Yeah, you know, I've run onto shots, I've been caught. But if you look at the guys who have put me down, I've been big guys, the likes of Canelo, for example, Danny Garcia, and Crawford put me down. Obviously, I got back up on my feet. But if you look at Kel Brook, I mean, a jab to knock you down, to hurt you. I mean, he has been hurt many times. And I think the way he goes on about it, that, oh, he's some fighter who can't be touched, or can't be hurt. I think you'll all be shocked come fight night. You'll see, I'm going to go into this fight and I'm going to put a clinical performance on, which is going to show why I was always the better fighter. The thing that's going to be said after that is, oh, the fight should have happened 5 years ago. It would have been a different scenario, you know, it would have been a different outcome. You can never win in a situation like this, but I'm just going to go in there and do what I do best. And obviously I just can't see him doing anything in this fight.
And, of course, the full interview can be found on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. Ooh, didn't even know we had one. Did I? Oh, I did. I love it. Do I? Yes, I do. On now to Trevor Sinclair discussing leaks in the dressing room. Oh, that's disgusting. Dirty boy. Oh, I get it. Yeah, when he was a West Ham player. My mistake.
I had a few suspects who was giving information out. to be fair, because he's not here and he probably won't even hear about it. I think DiCanio used to feed the press a little bit.
Really?
At West Ham.
Next
yeah.
time you see Paolo DiCanio, yeah, you're going to need protection, Trevor.
DiCanio, rat.
But yeah, I mean, it does happen. And it's usually a player that's not having a good time. Either he's not in the team, or he's playing out of position, or he's not enjoying the playing under the manager. And they'll have a confidant in the media that they'll leak a few little stories to. But listen, it's poor. Loose lips sink ships. And that phrase is, you know, it's forever stuck with me. And I've always tried to keep close counsel to what was going on in the changing room.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, here's a fan on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, with me and the fun boy admitting he had to pretend he was a Spurs fan for years to spare his nan's blushes. This is a lovely, lovely story.
I was born in 1985. My mum and dad took me to my first Villa game in 92, and I was hooked ever since. In 1995, on my birthday, my nan, who left us in 2011, very kindly bought me a football shirt. It was a Tottenham Hotspur goalkeeper shirt, to which I said, oh, yeah, as you do, you act happy, you act surprised. When I spoke to my mum, not wearing this, she said, you are wearing it, because your nan would be so embarrassed. For the next 10 years, every birthday, every Christmas, it was Tottenham shirt upon Tottenham shirt upon Tottenham shirt, until I had an absolute wardrobe full. The only time I could get rid of the Tottenham shirt is when my dear nan left us in 2011, because she would have been so embarrassed. She bought me a ticket to the away end when Villa played at home to Tottenham. I think it was 2001.
It's amazing.
So I turned up at the game. I bought my own ticket in the Holt End. I sat in the Holt End with a Tottenham Hotspur shirt underneath my Villa jacket.
That's amazing.
Went home and told her I'd been in the away end. Tottenham won. I was over the moon. I was delighted with it. So yeah, I was basically a Tottenham fan for the best part of 10 years.
Closet Spurs fan, which is...
I think it just came from the fact that I may have told her at some point that I quite liked Jurgen Klinsmann growing up. And she put two and two together. My granddad was a huge Ipswich Town fan, born in Ipswich, moved to Birmingham. And he said straight away, we played for Tottenham. So I had so many Jurgen Klinsmann shirts.
That's
even
amazing.
Even when he didn't play for them, even when he left them, Matt, she put his name on them.
Matt, bless you for
well
not
done,
telling
Matt.
Her.
Honestly, you, what a sweetheart you are.
She'd have been so embarrassed.
What was
so,
her name? What was it? Nanny who?
Margaret. Nanny Margaret.
Nanny Margaret. Well, listen, in case she's listening now from up above, she'll be desperate for you to give a big old come on you, Spurs.
Go on.
Just for her, just for... What was her name? Nanny Margaret, was it? Just for
Nanny Margaret.
Come on.
Come on, Spurs. There you go. Come on, Bella.
It wasn't that hard.
She'll be smiling. Good work. Well done. Thanks for sharing that with us, Matt. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, from 7 o'clock, it's Inter Miami against Liverpool. An American side in the Champions League. Liverpool should smash them. Anyway, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 o'clock, of course, alongside Dazza Ben. There will obviously be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.